Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, June 14th. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 68 degrees. The humidity is 60%. The wind speed is east at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.13, and the dew point is 54 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Three Kansas schools landed in the top 100 Midwest colleges by U.S. News and World Report.
U.S. News and World Report rank universities in multiple categories, including nationally and based on region. KSU and UK made the top 100 for the national rankings. For the Midwest, three universities ranked in the top 100. They include Emporia State University, the University of St. Mary, and Pittsburgh State University. I'm Lou Flores.
The AGCO facility in Heston, Kansas, is moving some of its operations to Mexico. The company said in a statement this week that it's shifting production of small square balers, round balers, and rotary mowers to its plant in Mexico in 2025. They'll continue to manufacture Massey Ferguson windrowers in Heston, also large square balers, combines, and combine headers. AGCO expects the impact of the change on the overall workforce in Heston to be accomplished through typical attrition. The layoff's not expected. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Less than a week out from the beginning of a special session in the Kansas Legislature, Republican leaders in the State House announced that they've reached a compromise with Democratic Governor Laura Kelly on a tax relief package. The special session set for next Tuesday, June 18th, comes after the 2024 Kansas legislative session ended with the Kansas Senate failing to override Kelly's veto of a tax relief plan. And the focus of the special session will be on reducing property, sales, and income tax burdens without causing long-term financial issues for the state. In late April, the Senate fell one vote shy of completing the veto override on the bipartisan tax cut bill. In a news release sent out on Thursday night from Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson and House Speaker Dan Hawkins, the Republican leaders said the compromise on a tax relief plan is almost identical in structure to the legislation passed at the end of the regular session that the governor vetoed. The Republican legislative leadership said the agreement simplifies the tax code into two brackets, lowers rates, includes substantial exemptions to help lower-income Kansans, reduces statewide property taxes, and repeals the state's tax on Social Security. And Republican leaders said it also contains minor adjustments to ensure the bill is quickly signed into law. Changes are on the way for KSHSAA state title games. As previously announced, state football championships in 2024 will be changing its locations for each site to be able to host multiple classification title games. And on Thursday afternoon, in a press release, the Kansas State High School Activities Association, or KSHSAA, released the locations of the championship games. Emporia State University will continue to serve as a championship site for Classes 6A, 5A, and 4A. Class 6A will see its championship game take place on Friday, November 29th, and on Saturday, November 30th, they'll have Class 4A's championship, followed by Class 5A. This coming year, Hutchinson Community College will see Class 3A, 2A, and 1A. The action will kick off Friday night under the lights with Class 2A's championship game beginning at 6 p.m. on November 29th. On Saturday, they'll begin with Class 3A and follow with Class 1A. Greensburg will now be a new host site for state football. Kiowa County High School is home to the only 8-man turf football field in the state of Kansas, and it will host 8-man Division I, 8-man Division II, and 6-man state championships. All three games will take place on Saturday, November 30th. In the press release, KSHSAA not only announced football changes, but also big changes coming to the layout of the state tournament in boys and girls basketball. Beginning in March of 2026, state basketball will be moving from 6 total sites down to 4, though no locations or dates have been released at this time. In the press release, KSHSAA stated that the schedule and other event details, including classification designations for each site and venue selection, will be determined and announced following the 2024-2025 basketball season. This year's list of Kansas Notable Books continues the tradition of celebrating the rich stories and culture of Kansas. State Librarian Ray Walling stated that the 2024 Kansas Notable Books list recognized 15 books written by Kansans or about Kansas, from historical figures like abolitionist James Montgomery to the remarkably resilient residents of Udall, to people reflecting on grief and personal struggles through poetry. The authors introduce readers to a variety of Kansans. The selections also take readers on a geology field trip across the state to Kansas City's Montgall Avenue into a classroom as seen through the eyes of a child on the autism spectrum, inside a murder mystery, and beyond to other worlds. And with something for everyone, Walt Willing said he hopes all Kansans will visit their local public library to check out these wonderful titles. Each year, the Kansas Notable Books list features 15 books published during the previous calendar year, which are about or set in Kansas or written by Kansas authors. This year's selection committee includes representatives of public, university, and regional libraries, academics, and writers. Kansas Notable Books authors will be awarded their medals at the Kansas Book Festival on September 27th at Washburn University. Kansas Notable Books is a project of the Kansas Center for the Book, a program at the State Library of Kansas, which is the state affiliate of the Library of Congress Center for the Book. The mission of the Kansas Center for the Book is to highlight the state's literacy heritage and foster an interest in books, reading, and libraries. For more information or questions about Kansas Notable Books programs, you can visit kslib.info/notablebooks. In Nebraska news, according to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, deputies conducted a traffic stop on a purple Dodge Ram 1500 on Wednesday morning in the tornado-affected area of South 240th and Pacific. The driver, Denise Lang, was issued a warning for a vehicle infraction and was advised to leave the area. And the Douglas County Sheriff's Office said that Lang informed the deputies that she had no reason to be there and would not return. However, deputies continued patrolling the tornado-damaged area and observed Lang returning. They conducted another traffic stop, and after a canine unit indicated the presence of suspicious items, deputies searched the vehicle. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office said they found several commonly stolen items, including tools and batteries. Lang was released at the scene, and deputies notified the homeowner of a residence Lang had been seen frequenting. The homeowner confirmed having a video footage of a dark-colored pickup truck at his property earlier that day, and that the footage showed a heavier-set female picking up a large green tote and placing it in the back of the vehicle. Deputies then responded to Lang's residence, where they located the green tote. Lang was subsequently cited for theft. Residents in the tornado-impacted area who have seen Lang or her vehicle are urged to contact the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. A farmer was rescued on Thursday after being trapped in a grain bin in Gage County, and it happened shortly before 2 p.m. east of Pickerel, according to the Gage County Sheriff's Office. The man fell into the bin and had grain up to his waist, and he was still sinking when the first responders arrived. Crews from the Pickerel Fire Department, Beatrice Fire and Rescue, and the Beatrice Rural Fire Department pulled the man out of the bin, and deputies reported that he was treated at the scene and declined to be taken to a hospital. And as they left, the farmer got back to work. The state of Nebraska has issued a health alert for toxic blue-green algae in two lakes. Harmful algae blooms are affecting the Iron Horse Trail Lake in Pawnee County and Maskanthie Reservoir in Stanton County. And, as according to officials, samples taken earlier this week indicated that the toxin level given off by the algae is higher than normal. The Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy said signs have been posted at the lakes to notify the public. And recreational boating and fishing are still allowed, but swallowing or any kind of exposure to the water can be dangerous, and officials said to keep your pets away from the water. People can still use the public areas for camping, picnics, and other outdoor activities. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flat Water Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will hold its next public meeting on Thursday, June 20th at the Hilton Garden Inn and Convention Center in Hays. The hybrid meeting will begin at noon and conclude once all agenda items are covered. And while all are welcome to attend, interested parties don't need to be physically present to participate. Instructions for participating by Zoom, phone, and live video and audio streaming can be accessed at ksoutdoors.com by clicking Instructions to Participate in Virtual Meeting. During the public meeting, commissioners will vote on changing the term nuisance to invasive in the following regulations: fish taking and use of bait fish or minnows, weigh-in black bass fishing tournaments, fishing special provisions, adding a requirement for those who apply for a commercial fish bait permit to show proof that they have completed the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks online aquatic invasive species certification course, commercial fish bait permits, requirement application and general provisions, updating select length and krill limits for sport fish species, and fishing, krill limit, size limit, possession limit, and open season. Following the public hearing portion of the meeting, commissioners will welcome public comment on non-agenda items and then hear an agency and state fiscal status update, followed by a brief legislative update. A general discussion on turkey regulations will follow before commissioners hear several workshop session items, which are proposed regulation changes that may be voted on at a future date. The complete agenda, including a list of workshop items being heard on June 20th, can be accessed at ksoutdoors.com. Before adjourning, the commissioners will once again set aside time for public comment on non-agenda items. Any individual with a disability can request other accommodations by contacting the commission secretary at 620-672-0702. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting is scheduled for Thursday, August 29th at the Independence Gun Club Heritage Center in Independence. Recent rainfall is a step in the right direction for the drought conditions in many parts of Kansas, but it's also that time of year for mosquitoes to lay their eggs. For those who plan to spend a lot of time outside this summer, some tips to avoid being bitten by mosquitoes includes to wear EPA-registered insect repellent, eliminate standing water because that's where mosquitoes breed, cover all the gaps in your walls and doors to make sure mosquitoes don't enter your house, wear long-sleeve shirts and pants if you plan to be outside in high-risk areas for a long period of time, and cover baby carriers with netting to make sure mosquitoes stay out. Pest control experts say they expect it to be a busy summer for mosquitoes. They said that last year or so has been fairly dry, so they tend to get lower mosquito populations. However, with more rain in May going into June, there could be a lot of mosquitoes. So, as people are out barbecuing and enjoying other outside activities, it's certainly something to be aware of. There's also disease vectors that can carry that they need to be careful about, and symptoms to be aware of with mosquito-borne diseases include fever, headache, nausea, or vomiting. Experts warn if you have any of these symptoms, you need to seek medical attention. With harvest season underway in parts of the state, the Kansas Highway Patrol would like to remind motorists to use more caution and patience when traveling around farm trucks, tractors, combines, and other implements. It's important to share the road safely for the sake of the farmers out working and for the motoring public. And some tips to keep in mind when sharing Kansas roads with farmers includes to not assume the farmer knows that you're there, pass with extreme caution. When a farm vehicle pulls to the right side of the road, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's turning right or allowing you to pass. Due to the size of some farm equipment, the farmer must execute wide left turns, so allow it plenty of room and time to turn, and be alert to see if there might be a driveway or field they may be turning into. Be patient, think of the slow-moving vehicle emblem as a warning to adjust your speed, and pay attention, because when you're not focused solely on the road, you increase your chances of a collision, especially if you should come upon a slow-moving farm vehicle. Massive Christian burial for Marilyn Otter, 87, of New Almelo, will be held at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in New Almelo tomorrow, Saturday, June 15th, at 10 a.m., and interment will follow in the St. Joseph Cemetery in New Almelo. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. in the New Almelo Gymnasium today, Friday, June 14th, with Rosary of Our Lord following at 7 p.m. Memorial contributions may be made to the St. Joseph Catholic Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Visitation for Joe Sproul, 81, of Edmond, Kansas, will be held on Monday, June 17th from 1 to 3 p.m. with a memorial service starting at 3 p.m. at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. Memorial contributions can be made to the Norton FFA and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Former Norton resident James D. Ray passed away on February 6th in Manhattan at the age of 80. Cremation was planned, and graveside services will be held in the Norton Cemetery at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, June 15th, with lunch following at the Norton Christian Church. Olive Bovee Memorial Chapel in Phillipsburg is in charge of the arrangements. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 87 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation today is 20%. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly before 3 a.m., and some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. There'll be increasing clouds with a low around 65 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation tonight is 70%. On Saturday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 92. On Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 68. On Sunday, should be sunny and hot with a high near 99. And on Sunday night, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny or partly cloudy with a low around 74 and breezy. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be mostly sunny and hot with a high near 97 and breezy. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 92 and breezy. On Wednesday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 78. And on Thursday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise it'll be partly sunny with a high near 82. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 68 degrees. The humidity is 56%. The wind speed is east at 14 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.14, and the dew point is 52 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals ended their four-game losing skid with a walk-off win over the Yankees 4-3 yesterday. Mikel Garcia came up in the bottom of the ninth with two on and two outs and hit a two RBI double down the left field line for the win. Vinny Pasquantino was 1-for-3 with two RBIs. Bobby Witt Jr. had two hits to extend his hitting streak to 14 games. Fermin, Blanco, Waters, Hampson, and Melendez all had a hit in the game. Alec Marsh got the start on the mound and had a no-hitter through six innings and finished with seven innings pitched, one hit allowed, two walks, and seven strikeouts. Sean Schreiber came on relief and could only go two-thirds of an inning, giving up two hits, three runs, one earned. Anel Zerpa finished the eighth and gave up just a hit. James McArthur got the win in the ninth, giving up one hit while striking out a batter. The Royals are now 40-30 and take a weekend trip out west to Los Angeles as a start of three-game set with the Dodgers beginning tonight at 9:10 p.m. with Cole Reagans on a bump. Tomorrow at 8:10 p.m. with Seth Lugo doing the pitching. And Sunday's finale is set for 3:10 p.m. with Brady Singer on the bump. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the App.
June is Men's Health Month. Norton County Hospital encourages men to be proactive about their overall health by making healthy choices and scheduling yearly wellness checks. Men in the U.S. live nearly 6 years less than women and face higher risks for serious diseases like heart disease, lung cancer, HIV, and prostate cancer. Schedule your annual checkup today and follow the NCH Facebook page for helpful health tips and questions to ask your doctor.
Attention talcum powder users. Have you had ovarian or gynecological cancer? A proposed $8 billion plan will pay those who believe they got sick from using talc products like Johnson's Baby Powder and Shower to Shower. Johnson & Johnson maintains its products are safe. You have until July 26, 2024 to vote to accept or reject the plan. For more information, visit officialtalcclaims.com or call 888-431-4056. Paid for by LLT Management, LLC.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We had another round of severe weather after hot and humid conditions yesterday. In fact, about 8 reports of landspout tornadoes occurred across western and west central Kansas. We had hail up to baseball-sized in the northeast part of the state and tennis ball-sized hail that fell in Manhattan. Another active day today with the threat of severe weather returning across the western two-thirds of Kansas. Large hail and damaging winds, the primary threat. Could see a few tornadoes in the northwest part of the state. Same story again on Saturday. Scattered severe storms across much of Kansas. For northwestern Kansas today, our high temperature in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy and 90 in north central Kansas and in the northeastern part of the state. Breezy with a high near 90. Southwestern Kansas, a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon with a high temperature in the low 90s. Mostly sunny in south central Kansas today with a high 95. The heat index near 100. Sunny, breezy with a low 90s in southeastern Kansas. Humid in 72 tonight. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you very much for that check of the weather. Now, feedlots held out, and packers had to step up and pay more for the cattle they needed on Thursday. Live cattle futures did an about-face from lower prices to close higher. Hog futures went in the other direction as fundamental and technical support remains elusive. Corn is lower this morning, taking a breather from the last two strong sessions that are primarily being driven by hot temperatures that are settling in over the eastern Corn Belt. Soybeans are lower this morning after rebounding from lower trade on Thursday, a third consecutive day of old crop export sales announcements on the USDA's daily report system provided support. As far as wheat futures are concerned, they are lower this morning as U.S. harvest progresses and continues to weigh on wheat futures. Yield results have been mixed. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.